Welcome to the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, or CCCLV, business meeting as part of the California Council of the Blind pre-convention. I'm so happy that all of you are here joining us this evening. My name is Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, and I'm the interim president for CCCLV. Our hosts for Zoom this evening are Steve Bauer and Penny Valenitos. I'd like for us to go around and introduce ourselves so that we get a sense of who all is here this evening. We have some old friends and some new ones that are joining us. If we could please share our name, our city that we live, that we're from, as well as our favorite fruit, that will give us a little understanding of who all is present. So once again, my name is Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker. I am from Diamond Bar, California, which is in Southern California, the easternmost tip of Los Angeles County. And my favorite piece of fruit is a green apple. That sweet and sour is delicious. Penny, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Penny Valdovinos, and I am from Bakersfield, California. And my favorite fruit is, I love peaches. And I'm the interim vice president. Okay. Next.
My name is Jordan Miranda, and I'm from Corona. My favorite food is a mango.
My name is Christine Bailey, Riverside, California. Mm-hmm. My favorite fruit, strawberries.
Jean Lozano.
I am the interim director. I'm from the unincorporated area of Sacramento County, and my favorite fruit is pluots.
I'm Jane Starn. I'm the interim treasurer, and I'm from Santa Monica, California, in the Southern California area, and my favorite fruit is Bing Cherry. Mm.
Valerie Reese-Lerman, R-I-E-S-Lerman, and my favorite fruit would be a nice ripe pear, and I'm the interim secretary. Thank you.
My name is Lindsay Tilden. I'm from the San Diego area, and my favorite fruit is pineapple.
Okay.
Diane Deutsch, I'm from Tehachapi, outside of Bakersfield at the top of the mountain. And my favorite fruit is nectarine.
I'm Donna Sanchez. I'm from San Jose, California, and my favorite fruit is bananas.
I'm Nicolette Noyes. My favorite fruit, I guess, is peaches and cherries, and I'm from San Francisco, California.
This is John Ross. I'm from Bakersfield, California, and I like a banana that is not too ripe.
This is Debbie Cordero from San Gabriel, and I love cantaloupes. Thank you.
I'm Catherine Johnson from Fort Collins, Colorado, and my favorite fruit is pineapple. Thank you.
I'm Frank Welty from San Leandro, California, and my favorite fruit is pineapple.
For those that may have joined, we're introducing ourselves, our name, our location, and our favorite fruit.
My name is Lorene Theveny. I'm in Northern California, Sonoma County, Santa Rosa. My favorite fruit is pomegranate.
My name is Donna Pomerantz, and I am in Pasadena, California. And my favorite fruit, oh my gosh, pineapple and watermelon.
This is Gabe Griffith, and since we appear to be in a pattern of going Northern California, Southern California, I'll jump in. I am in Concord, California, and my favorite fruit is, it's a tie probably between grapes or apples.
This is Steve Bauer. I'm Zoom hosting from Culver City, California, and I love raspberries.
Hi, I'm Corelli from Ontario, California, and my favorite fruit is banana.
Last call. I think we got everyone. Thank you. We have
22.
For sharing who you are. We have some wonderful fruit and berries and mango and pineapple, a lot of different variety of fruits that folks are find as their favorite. And it makes a great fruit salad. Now coming together and tasting good together. And that's what we want this evening, is to really have a good time together, as well as share some information in terms of how we're moving forward. It's also an opportunity for us to connect with one another. And hopefully you found either individuals that are sharing in your love for your favorite fruit, or some interesting information about others that you maybe did not know before. Once again, my name is Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, and I'm the interim president for CCCLV, and welcome all of you. This evening, we have a couple of items that we'd like to discuss. One is in regards to our transition for CCCLV and re-strengthening and growing. The second is our treasurer's report and budget that the board has approved for the remainder of the year, as well as hearing from you, our current and future members, and ways that you can get involved with CCCLV. I would also like to take a moment and ask our current CCV president, Gabe Griffith, to welcome and say a few words this evening as well. Gabe?
Thank you, Kathy, and welcome to everybody to what I believe is our last pre-convention event of the 2022 season. It's great to see so many people on this call, and very excited to be hearing about where the future of CCCLV is going to be headed. Ever since I came into this organization 25 or so years ago, CCCLV was always a very strong affiliate. And I know in the last few years, for various reasons, it's kind of fallen off in the activity. And what the affiliate is doing. So I'm really excited to see Kathy and the rest of the group here retooling and rebuilding. This is going to come as a real shock to anybody that knows me. I'm a huge sports fan. And so in baseball right now, there's a big discussion between teams that are rebuilding and the process going on for years and years, and retooling, where maybe, kind of dips off for a little while, but the team isn't totally irrelevant for a decade. And I'd like to think that CCCLV is in the category of retooling. I think the roots are there. The strength is still with the organization. And just like anything else, the strength is in the membership. So, yeah, really excited to see people here. And I'm really excited to see CCCLV growing again. One of the big things is, I was kind of thinking about this a little earlier after Kathy asked me if I'd say a couple of things. And I think in the blindness side of CCB, things are pretty clear cut, right? We advocate for Braille or guide dog access, accessible signals, but it seems to me sometimes the low vision stuff is more subtle, lighting, color contrasts, readable fonts on stuff. So I think it's really, really important to have a very strong CCCLV affiliate to advocate for the low vision, and the needs of people who have low vision, as opposed to those of us that are blind. So, with that, I will welcome you and sit back and observe the rest of your meeting. But glad to see so many people here tonight. Kathy, back to you.
Thank you very much, Gabe, for joining us this evening and for sharing a little about your perspective, as well as how low vision community fits within CCV and the value that we can bring to the organization as well, as individuals and collectively. I'd like to, at this time, introduce our CCCLV board. Interim board at this point. As I said, I'm interim president. Our interim vice president is Penny Valadinos. Our interim secretary is Valerie Rice-Lerman. Our interim treasurer is Jane Merrill Stern. And our interim board member is Jean Lozano. I'd like to personally thank each of these individuals for stepping up and agreeing to serve in the interim roles, as well as collectively how we're creating synergy to move forward in rebuilding and strengthening CCCLV. It really does take a lot of folks, individuals joining together to be able to move forward in a time that is transition. We also want to really create a solid foundation and be able to move forward with that solid foundation for us to be able to really build and grow and develop. In our re-strengthening, there's a couple of areas that I wanted to share with you in terms of what we've already started to do as an interim board over the last 2 months. We're really focusing on the foundation of our constitution and bylaws. We are blending the affiliates that are the national organization of CCLVI, which is the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, one of our parent affiliates, and the California Council of the Blind, our other state affiliate, in order for us to develop and establish a very solid foundation for our CCCLV constitution and bylaws. In this effort, we are really thinking about the present and also the future of what low vision means as a community, as well as what the role and the advocacy and the empowerment that we can experience together in this organization. We're also taking a look at the position of roles and responsibilities within CCCLV. These roles and responsibilities include the officer positions, as well as the board of the board member, director positions as well. And by retooling those positions, we believe that we'll be able to align our efforts with moving the organization forward. Our work plan for the remainder of 2022 includes continuing to establish that constitution and bylaws, elections for officers for permanent positions once we have the constitution and bylaws and position officer positions established, being able to transition our bank account as Bernice was the sole person on the bank account previously, and with her passing, we're needing to have some things in place in order to be able to acquire that bank account again, and to reestablish our programs and services. One of these, a couple of these programs and services has to do with our meetings for members, as well as the desire to see some peer support groups, and for the continuation of a phone number. We've had an 800 number, and we're looking at how we can continue that in a fiscally reasonable and responsible manner as well, so that there's access to individuals that want to learn about low vision that may be new to it, or may already be low vision but want to experience and enhance their understanding of what's available. It's an exciting time for us to come together and to be able to build upon our past. I'd like to at this time acknowledge and recognize Bernice Kandirian's efforts, having served as CCCLV president for many years and really providing an opportunity for the organization of CCCLV to have a solid foundation and be and bring many of the members into the organization. At this time, with her passing, as well as other factors, we're at a transition period. We're at the opportunity to really take a look, to re-strengthen, and to really modernize CCCLV and what we're doing and how we can reach and interact with others. And so I hope that today we can begin to think through and identify ways that we can touch one another as well as others within our low vision community. At this time, I'd like to have Jane Merrill Stern, our interim treasurer, share with you information in regards to our treasury and our the remaining 2022 budget that the board passed on May 2nd.
Jane. Thank you, Kathy. First of all, I'd like to start with as of April 12th, 2022, we have a balance in our account of $3,802.47, which is a nice size balance for a starting over again organization. So we really appreciate that we had that passed to build on. Our budget was approved, as Kathy said, last board meeting, and we have some things in there that are based on some proposals for action in the coming 8 months before the end of the year, 7 months now. I'll tell you about those as we go. In the income category, membership would be our biggest category. And one of the things we proposed is a recurring program, which would bring us 25 new members. We're also encouraging the board to approve through the bylaws committee a raise in our dues to $30 a person per year instead of $15. And that would make it that we have $750. I also expect that we would have a $40 donation, because often when people pay their dues, they often give a little donation. I'm not expecting much because at this time, we're still unable to fundraise or offer the tax benefits of a donation for IRS reasons. So we have those two things. We don't expect any grants or fundraising to happen during the rest of the year. So our total income would be $790. Then the expenses would include our ACB affiliate dues of $75. And then the CCLVI, the parent organization's income expense of, well, we have $432 because we have $32 left over for what we've done in the past. At this point, CCLVI is handling our finances for us, and we owe them $32 for membership expenses. So that's why that's in there. We have personal postage and shipping because we have several boxes of material. Bernice was a wonderful collector of items, so we have enough items to really build our organization up again. We need to ship them from Roger's house into another person's on the board's home so we can go through them and see what we need. So we have the expense of $120. Then we have a transfer of the balance of the bank account. The bank account now is going to require a death certificate, which may need some notarization and business meeting minutes and other items like that in order to transfer the account to one of us who is elected our treasurer. So that's going to cost us a little bit. I said $50. The telephone, the 800 number, it's going to cost us $440 for the rest of the year. We are now in the process of looking for a different telephone number, a different company to handle the telephone, which might bring our price down a little bit. And then the bigger expense is our recruitment expense. I had proposed that we recruit through low vision clinics and different agencies for the blind for low vision members to join our organization. And that's going to cost us about $230. And then there's always a miscellaneous $25 because who knows what might happen. So at this rate, we will lose $560 this year off our budget. We have, as I said earlier, $3,802.47. So we can survive it, but we really need to look at ways of making money through either increasing membership or grant writing or fundraising or something of that nature so that we can provide programs that people are very interested in. And we'd like to hear more about those when we finish this section. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane, for sharing that. I'd like to see if there are any questions. If you have a question, could you please raise your hand or unmute and identify yourself with a question? Penny, could you please share how an individual may raise their hand?
Okay, you can raise your hand by going Alt Y. No, it's Alt A. And on a Mac, it's Option Y. And on the phone, it's *9, or in the right hand corner, it's in the more button.
Do we have any questions
so far? Yes, Jordan.
Why would you like to increase the $30? That's expensive. You're ready to
start your own business. Pardon me? I didn't hear your question.
Why do you want to increase the dues to $30?
Because we give $15 to CCLVI for every member we have. And if our dues are only $15, then we have no money coming in at all. So that was our reasoning for it. It has not been approved by the board yet. It is a proposal in our budget. Our budget was approved, but that particular item was not approved by the board. So I can't really speak to whether we're going to do that or not. But we had a proposal that I made, that we increased it by $15 more per person so that we can have money coming in our treasury. We also thought if we do this, we would have a committee, a select committee formed to offer scholarships for people who can't afford the $30.
Thank you for raising that question. And I understand that others may have that question as well. And so hopefully, you know, Jane's explanation is understandable. As she said, you know, CCLVI receives $15 from us for each member. And at this point, each member is paying $15. So as Jane said, you know, that means that we in the CCCLV do not retain any of that those funds this time. Are there other questions or concerns regarding the dues being raised? Or support for it? Do we have any hands?
Yes, we do. Christine Bailey.
Christine.
Yes, and this does this also include the $75 that you give CCB for your dues to, or no?
The $15 to CCLBI is separate from the $75 we give to CCB.
Right, I know that.
But so the $30 would cover our share of CCLBI dues and the CCB dues.
That's why I just want to clarify it, Jason. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So for those that may not be aware, for each special interest affiliate of CCB, that affiliate needs to pay $75 annually to CCB as an affiliate. So, Chris, you know, so in terms of Christine's question, yes. So we pay CCLVI for on an individual member level, and to CCB we pay $75 annually. Other thoughts or questions?
To explain it a little more, is right now everybody paying $15 or it's not paying the $75. We're taking it out of our treasurer ourselves and paying the $75.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jean. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jane, for explaining the treasure, you know, our remaining budget for the 2022 year as well. Thank you for explaining that and for putting that together for us as well and giving thought to what it is that we need to continue to move forward and grow this year, as well as being financially responsible and understanding what we need to do to have some funds to work with and retain a healthy reserve as well. Are there any other questions for Jane regarding any of the other items that she had talked about in the report? Could I have a motion to accept the, the treasurer's report in terms of the current budget, the current balance in our account, as well as the budget, remaining budget for the 2022 year. Anyone like to make a motion?
I motion we accept it, the treasurer's report as read.
Is there a second?
Jean,
were you seconding?
I was going to second, but I thought somebody got ahead of me. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard his voice and I wasn't sure who it was.
It was Jane. He seconded it. You did good.
Okay, great. Then any motion, Jane seconded. All those in favor, please say, or any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Thank you. Okay. Now that we've gotten some of that business stuff over with, we can now get into some more of the fun, exciting stuff for the CCCLV as well. As Mike Rose said, I'm looking forward to the future and feeling grateful for the past. In this respect, I think we all are coming to this session today with some understanding and being grateful for what we do have, but also looking forward to what we can do. And in this respect, I'd like to introduce Penny Valadez, who's going to share, is going to be hearing from you and your thoughts as well. Penny?
Okay. This is your time to let us know what you would like to see us go forth and do in the next year, and let us know all your concerns and what you would like us to do. So raise your hand and let me know. Give me your questions. And your thoughts on what to do in the upcoming year.
Penny, I'll start out. This is Jane.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that we've discussed kind of casually and among members, but not officially, is that we'd like to have support groups. And if that starts out to be a peer support group over the 800 number, or if we have support groups in Southern California or maybe in large areas like San Francisco and then Sacramento and then LA, to have peer support is a really vital part of who we are.
That's good. Like, you mean like we could have even Zoom calls like once a month or every other month or something like that to support each other and bring up issues that we've run into.
Right. I see that especially important for people that are just learning about low vision and coming to terms with having a low vision life. And I think they need the support. We all need support, but they need the support particularly, and we can all give that to them.
That sounds great, Jane. We have a hand raised, Sarah Harris. My friend.
Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm so excited for all that you guys have in store. And so one of the things that I would love to see come out of your first year is, you know, I know, you know, quite a few years ago, ACB, you know, put together a large print, you know, here's what you do. But I would love to see something updated and new, like large print for printing. And then what does large print need to be, you know, in the digital world, or does it need to be? But I would love to see those recommendations that we could have that we could use internally as well as share out in the community. That would just be amazing. And because, you know, obviously I don't know, because large print isn't helpful to me, but I want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing the best that I can do to support our folks with low vision. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you for your thoughts. It just went by me today. I was reading on my Apple Books, and for some reason, they've got this crazy, you can design fonts, but they're crazy. But I like bold print because I bold letters and there's no bold options. I would love to learn how to get that straightened out, because Kindle has bold and the iBooks don't. So I want to get on to that. Donna, you have your hand raised. I'd love to hear your comments and questions.
Hi, everyone. ACB and CCLVI, from what I understand, have brought forward some updated guidelines. And I think a month or 2 months ago, BOP had an open meeting discussing those. So I would encourage folks to reach out to Katie Frederick. Yeah, Katie is chair of the BOP, because I think that CCLVI brought recommendations forward to them, and I think that they were accepted. So, reach out to them and see what they've put together. And I'm glad to hear you mention BOLD. I hope, Penny, that you've also mentioned that to CCLVI as well, because, you know, again, depending on different vision conditions, different things work for us. And it's a matter of trying to find, you know, those commonalities, those things in common that, that we share, because obviously different things are going to work depending on, you know, your vision condition. And even some people may share the same vision condition, but what works for one may not work for everyone. So it is my understanding that BOP has something. They worked with CCLVI on that. So reach out to Katie and see what they have.
Okay. Remembrance is that CCLVI, I know Diane Deutsch was on that committee that worked on it too, and they said 18.
Well, that was 2011. Yeah, that was in 2011, but there's an updated one now.
Oh, good. I hope it's bigger, because 18 is like small print to me. I can't read it, so it's okay. Okay, thanks, Donna. We'll be looking at that. Gene has his hand raised, and I would love to hear your comments, Gene.
I just would like to follow up on Donna's comments. She's absolutely correct. My information, it goes back to December of 2021. Conversation and emails with Katie Frederick. There is to be issued an updated guidelines. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it will be, as they've been doing in the publications, minimum size would be 20-point font size. And so there's going to be some changes updated. I don't know whether there will be specifically guidelines addressing online digital documents only. I don't know. But there's supposed to be changes, like Donna said. So I guess it would be getting an update, requesting an update from Katie, as to when the document, the new guidelines, will be issued. Hopefully before the end of this year, I would hope. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. That's really good. We'll have to look in on that, because it is important for us that use digital books to know, because they have the fonts a size smaller, but you can get it bigger on your digital books. But the bold print is a must, because it's too light to see. Some of it is, and it's really hard. So we'll have to check on that. Are there any other questions right now? We're
almost out of time. This is Frank Welty.
Hi, Frank.
Thinking about what CCCLV could be doing in the short term, I think that one of the most impactful things that the organization could do was would be to encourage, and people have talked about this a little bit already, but I think that to encourage what I would call, what people normally call support groups, I would prefer a term like either a self-help group or a low vision empowerment group. Something that sounds to me a little more positive than a support group. Because I think that CCCLV is uniquely positioned to be that first point of contact for people who are losing their vision and don't feel like they're not are not ready to put the B word on themselves and who are still trying to figure out what it means and working through all of that. Because CCCLV takes things from more of a visual perspective than from a blindness perspective, then I think that we're a group that can connect people where they are at the beginning of their vision loss journey. Mm-hmm. And I think that especially where that's most effective is person to person. And so I think that one of the best things that CCCLV could do locally, because we are a local organization here in California, is to encourage our members to go out and start groups, whether that be like Zoom groups, you know, we wouldn't hurt to have a few more of those, or as the conditions allow for it, to start organizing local groups where, you know, if in as many of our communities as we can manage to build them, you know, to get a local group, whether it's at a local senior center or at a local senior living facility or at a local church or wherever, you know, we can get people together to do this, and or at a hospital, to build these local groups in our community where people come together to bring up whatever their obstacles are and to brainstorm together to find solutions. And that would really be, I think, empowering for a lot of people. And it would also build communities that we then can bring into the larger CCB community.
Thank you, Frank. That is good, very good suggestion and information. If that is all, are there any more questions or suggestions?
This is your opportunity to share what you would like to see, what you think others would like to see. CCCOV do.
Okay, we have two hands raised now. We have Christine Bailey.
Yes. The other thing I was thinking of is if you could get different font sizes and stuff and go to health fairs and talk to senior centers, because I know our senior center where we meet in October, they have a health fair, and that'd be one way to outreach a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. To get a table and show low vision stuff.
It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Roger, are you, is that all? Sorry.
Yeah, that's all.
I didn't want to stop you. Okay, Roger, you can talk.
Thank you. I, for those of you who don't know me, I'm the long-time partner of Bernice, who was mentioned, who just died recently and was the long-time president of the CCCLV. I've been hanging out with these folks for a long time. I'm totally blind myself, And I just wanted to say that I think one of the great things that I've been hearing recently that's kind of new came from the autism group. And they talk about the spectrum. And I think that they don't get to use that all by themselves. I think we all have spectrums or spectra. And I think it's a mistake when we think of ourselves as, well, I'm not blind, I'm low vision. Well, it'd be better if you can think of, well, like I have a certain amount of vision, I'm blind compared to some people, and some people are blind compared to me, you know? It's a comparative thing, and any way that you try to function in life, I think you'll find that there are some things that you can do better by using blindness, quote, blindness techniques, unquote, and other things you can do better by using your vision. And so I know Jean and I are both basically totally blind people, and we have lots of friends who are low vision, and we all help each other. I think we find it better. And you know, I'm learning this myself with regard to hearing, because I've always been low vision. I've always been blind, actually, but my hearing is getting worse. And I just have to figure out how best to handle a particular situation and not take an attitude about, well, you guys don't know nothing. You're totally blind or you're low vision or whatever. Almost all so-called blind people have some vision. Mm-hmm. For many of them, it's too little to do very much with, but there's a continuum there, a spectrum. And let's all try to be nice to each other and to help each other out when we can. And you never know who you're going to get an answer to a problem from. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Roger. And I've noticed that a lot of people start out low vision, and by later they end up totally blind. And so they've got a lot of tips and tricks and hints and things that will help us transition. So that's a good thing to get involved in. Maybe get a call where we help on Zoom and just do tips and tricks. That to me sounds interesting. Donna Pomerantz.
Thanks, Roger, for sharing what you did. I'm somebody that, you know, I always say I have, you know, just enough vision to be dangerous, or people think I know where I'm going when I really, you know, might not. But I will say that, for me, I use the screen reader and I use magnification because, you know, vision changes, but I still want to be able to do everything, you know, whether I'm having a good eye day or a bad eye day. And the other thing is there are a lot of everyday things that sometimes I use my vision and sometimes, you know, I do not, because there are a lot of things that I could do a lot quicker if I'm not using my vision. Boarding an escalator, that's a lot less stressful for me if I don't use my vision and just use my sense of, you know, my cane and my sense of touch. And, you know, and I have to chuckle a little bit, you know, because there is a little bit of humor. At least I try to find humor in everything when it comes to vision. I love it because when I'm getting onto an escalator and I don't use my vision, I'm, you know, kind of looking, you know, either beside me or in front of me. And, you know, people really stress out when they see this woman with a cane getting ready to get onto an escalator. And I'm like, wow, that's really amusing. You know, you see the heads moving and the bodies moving, like, oh my God, you know, but it's so much easier uh-huh. to use an escalator without using the vision if it's a really bad eye day. So I've tried to learn to do everything using vision or not using vision. And you know, that's, I think, something that probably a lot of us do and might not even realize it. Thanks.
It's like the more things you have, the more tools you have in your box to use. So, Valerie, you're next.
Well, I was just going to say the 35 years that I worked at the Braille and Talking Book Library at the State Library here in California, I could tell you that I like tips and tricks, but also support is kind of important too, because what I realized as a reader advisor is that a lot of people that are newly blind, they're just totally lost. Mm-hmm. You know, they really need all the help that they can get to get situated into the world of the blind. I just wanted to make that point, that it's very important for the newly blind. Thank you.
Reese Diamond.
Good evening.
Hi.
It's just important to me as a member to see the initials CCCLV in the emails and to hear our name. It's been such a long time since we've been active, and I really just miss our presence. And so just for this first year getting back, just to be involved and make sure our name is being spoken and that our initials are taking up space in the world just means so much to me. So whatever we need to do to stay involved and keep our name alive is what I would like for us to do.
I have a question to present to everyone. Would you like us to have quarterly meetings with maybe speakers to help give us different insights into things, or just quarterly meetings to chat, you know, just meetings like that to help each other to, if we have problems, we can bring them out and say what's going on. What do you think? Yeah. Okay, Roger.
I'm opening my mouth again. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Roger. We love to hear you.
Oh, good. I have to, while people are talking about how to do this, by the way, my local chapter, Silicon Valley Council of Blind, has a call every Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and people, whoever wants to get on it and talk about anything, do it. We find that that's quite useful. But I don't know what that noise is.
It's okay.
But when Donna was talking about how to, how things, or was it Valerie? I don't know. How things get work done one way or another, you know, it reminded me of one of my favorite Bernice stories was when she lived in Washington, D.C., and a bunch of disabled folks went out to a club to hear a guy, a blind fellow, who sang and played guitar. They all got ready to go home, and Bernice was left with a guy that was actually a lawyer, ran the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And they found out that their last subway train was going to be coming pretty soon, and the elevator was out in the subway station. So what they did was get behind the security people's backs and so forth. They just Bernice walked on the escalator and had Evan, the guy that she was with, back up into her, and she held on tight to the railings, and they both got down there and took the train. The people were saying, "You shouldn't have done that," you know, but they said, "Well, we get to go home." Sometimes you have to just do it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that, Roger.
This is Donna Sanchez asking your question about having what did you say, quarterly meetings?
Our chats every quarter or every month. What do you think?
I think we could have, couldn't we have both? Like maybe one meeting be a support group and another meeting be have somebody speak.
Yeah, it's kind of, and I wouldn't, like I said, I don't really want to call it a support group, but a chat or informational meeting, something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that sounds cool. But that's up to the members. So whatever the members want, and Kathy and I want everyone to be able to participate and be able to bring up anything they want to talk about and suggest, not just her or I or any, you know, just not the chosen few, but everyone, because we all have different thoughts and needs and different things that we need to touch on. Okay.
Penny, this is Diane.
Yes.
I like the idea of a chat. That sounds better.
Yeah, you can get a lot done on a chat. I've been to some chats where we've talked technical stuff all the time, and I learn a lot of stuff that way. So yeah, and I think that's a good idea. John Ross,
that's a thought. Does CCLV have a social media presence in the form of a Facebook page or anything? I mean, I am new to the group.
I don't think we do. I haven't seen any, John.
I'd be willing to help out because Anna's Facebook page is for Lions clubs and other things. If we, in the future, at any time soon, wanted to pursue that, they can talk about it at a future meeting.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Donna Pomerantz.
I was just going to say, I love the idea of calling it a chat. It's just, it's very welcoming. It's mellow. It's informal. And I think a chat kind of is a great start because it meets everyone where they're at. And so I like Diane's idea of calling it a chat.
Okay, thank you. Valerie?
I just lowered my hand. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay, Kathy, I will give it back to you because it's time to go on to the next. If that's all the question, all the questions and stuff we have.
Wonderful. I think we have some great ideas here. You heard about chat, heard keeping space for CCCLV name out there. The idea of the low vision, large print guidelines, and expanding to digital if it's not already being considered, peer support or low vision empowerment group. These are wonderful ideas. And what we would like to do now is to kind of see, where do we want to go from here? Who's willing to get involved and to help us out with these items? This is not something that I or Penny or any one of the board members can do individually. This really needs to be a collective effort for us to gain synergy, for us to also allow everyone to have to feel that they're part of our effort. And by each of us contributing a little, we'll have more synergy and everybody will be able to participate, and we won't, and no one person will feel real burned out. So I'd like to kind of expand upon what we were kind of talking about and maybe first of all, look at the idea of, the chat, or, do we like the term chat? Do we like the term low vision empowerment group? Or does that too, you know, does that make it too, sound too formal or scary? What, you know, how, I guess, what would we like to call it? And then do we like the idea of quarterly to give it a try? And so what do we think about that? We're going to narrow down and kind of focus on a couple of items. So thoughts regarding, you know, should we meet, you know, do we like quarterly, every other month? What do you think? And I'm talking via Zoom.
Rhys Diamond.
Yes, yes. I really like the idea of a chat over something more formal sounding. And that's simply because of my own personal schedule. I'm always so busy and involved with, you know, with life. And the knowing that there's a chat available, should I just happen to have some free time, it just is way more inviting. It's like, oh, there's a chat. I love chats. Let's drop in on the chat, as opposed to something more formal. And then quarterly or monthly, I'm in agreement with either of those.
Thank you, Rhys. And the chat being more welcome, it sounds like it's more welcoming for several members, including you. So I think that I'm hearing a lot of support for the idea of let's call it a chat. Mm-hmm. And if unless somebody has, you know, if somebody has, you know, any reservation about that, you know, could you please share?
No, it looks like it's fine. No one.
Okay. Well, we will look at having a chat. And my question is, do we want to look at having it on a monthly basis or quarterly basis? Other thoughts regarding that?
Okay, Jean.
I would suggest starting quarterly. And then if there is great more interest, then looking at monthly, but start quarterly. That's my suggestion.
This is Diane. I agree with Jean. Quarterly is good.
Okay. That gives us, I think, a chance to maybe have a special meeting type thing for a speaker or something, I think, you know, so we're not doing it every month or so. What do you think, Kathy?
I agree.
I think that I'm hearing people agree with the idea of quarterly, and maybe there'd be, you know, maybe it's, you know, kind of a chat, maybe with, you know, a somebody there, you know, 10, 15 minutes to give maybe a little something, a speaker, and then it opens up for the remainder of, you know, 45 minutes for people to just to chat about that topic or something else? Or do the people, or do people like the idea of just a pure, let's, you know, let's get together and chat and bring our own topics?
John Ross has his hand raised.
Back to the idea of social media, we could use our social media presence as a way to keep in contact and bounce ideas off of each other and everything, and all in all, and use that in between the quarterly chats. That's just an idea I had. Thank you.
Okay. And that's a good idea, John. I'm curious, how many of our folks currently here, if you can show with a raise of hands, how many of you use Facebook right now, social media? Facebook. And Penny, can you just tell us the number?
Yeah, I will. Well,
either use or interested in using if we were to have a page.
We have 5 hands raised.
Okay.
Or 6. I do it. 7.
Okay. What I wanted to get a sense is if there's interest.
Yeah.
In, you know, in social media, and it sounds like there is. And so I guess I would ask, you know, how I'm going to ask another question. I'm going to come back to social media, but to put closure to our chat discussion first. How many people are in support of the chat being on a quarterly basis? Please raise your hand.
Okay, I lowered the other hands now. They're going up. Okay. 2, 3. The chat's being on a quarterly basis, you're saying?
Quarterly basis, yes.
3, 4, 8, 9, 10. It keeps going. Everybody's raising their hand. Quite a few people are raising their hand. 10, 11 with me.
Okay. And okay, if we can lower them.
Okay, I will. Takes a minute.
Right.
Okay. They're all lowered. Oops.
Okay. How many interested on a monthly basis for the chat meetings? Any hands raised?
None. There are no hands raised.
Quarterly. We will be doing the meetings. I start off on a quarterly basis. Now is the big question. Who would like to help with organizing the chat on a quarterly basis?
John Ross.
Okay.
If the chats are going to be hosted on Zoom, I'm willing to host them. I mean, I don't know what all you want.
You don't want to facilitate them? It's hard to host and facilitate. I'm just letting you guys know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I'm a member. I'm not on the board or anything, but I'm willing to host it, you know, I'd offer a Zoom account.
Thank you.
This is Nikki. I'm not a member, but I'm willing to help. I could become a member.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I'm somewhat familiar with Zoom. Pardon?
That's wonderful. If you want to become a member, we'd love to have you as a member.
Sure. There's not a whole lot I can do because I'm already over and overexposed, but I really like playing around with Zoom. So if I can help with that, you know, I'd like to do that if I can fit it. If it's only once a month, I think I can manage that.
It's once a quarter. So yeah.
And I'm sorry, you said you're Nikki and your name is Nikki?
Well, it's Nicolette Noyes. San Francisco chapter is my home chapter. So maybe Frank could send you my information. Could you do that, Frank?
He's still there.
That would be great.
Okay. I'm also with the
I can do that.
BCBA. John Ross has my information. You can get it from him.
I do.
Okay, John.
Okay.
Yeah, Frank.
Great. Okay,
get it to her.
Okay, and Sarah has my information too. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, we can get in touch with you. That sounds wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful.
And so
great.
We have
Dawn
and Nikki. And you like to go by Nikki? Okay, Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki's my nickname. Anyone but else? If you use the noise, you have to please use Nicolette.
Okay.
Because Nikki and noise just don't go together. I'm sorry. You can see why. Yep.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to? Thank you, Dawn and Nikki. Anyone else who would like to join to work on the chat.
So I assume this is a CCB Zoom link that we're using now. It would be available to us again.
John,
well, we have a couple of other options for Zoom links.
Yes, we have. I can host it on my own personal account, or CCB does have a Zoom link that I believe is available.
The point is, it can be worked out.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Or we can use the CCLP.
Same numbers that you dial each time, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Right.
And CCLVI has offered us their link too. So.
Okay.
Right. We have different links. We have options.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, Kathy.
That's okay. Okay. So we have the chat established. Anybody who likes the idea of being able to share, who would like to work in regard to kind of the an idea of this, I've heard support groups mentioned, or ideas of sharing tips and tricks or things like that, whether it's kind of in person, over Zoom, or email. You know, I heard email messages. Is there a particular direction or activity that we'd like to do to also help get the name out, CCCLV?
There's no hands raised at this time.
No. Okay. Well, we have these ideas of the different, the other activities that can be done. And as I said, we really need to be able to work together and have multiple people involved, versus the same people each time. And so give some thought to ways that you might be interested in assisting and moving our organization forward. We are also kind of talking about and wanting to look into how to, what type of training might be available for people that might be interested in facilitating a, type of support group, peer support, or something, or for example, there was the talking with folks through a health screening fair. And so would people might be interested in doing something more, reaching out more if they had some sort of, of guidance or assistance on how to do that? Would that be of interest in terms of sharing more information or outreaching more in your local community? Would that be helpful?
Kathy, this is Valerie.
Yes.
I just wanted to say I could help as far as anyone that might be having library problems.
Having library problems, like in library in general, or which library?
Braille and Talking Book Library. New users. Okay. That library.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. And so we'd be willing that if anybody currently here has any challenges, or if we hear of anyone, that we could refer them to you. Thank you, Valerie, for offering that. And you have some great experience in history with that. Wonderful. Thank you. Anyone else who would like to offer anything to serve as a resource for anything? Is anyone interested in kind of looking into what is the ACB BOP putting out in terms of the guidance for large print? And if there's inclusion of digital, or exploring that more.
Yes, Kathy, this is Reese. I'm interested in that. Okay. Great. So I should reach out to, I wrote it down, Katie Frederick, ACB, BOP, and find out what's going on. Yes. All right, I'm on it.
Awesome, great. Thank you.
BOP is Board of Publications, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
Great.
The other thing I suggest is if anybody's interested in doing similar things to this or watching how they work, ACB has a whole bunch of these community calls now. Mm-hmm. And if you want to learn how to knit or if you want to learn how to cook or if you want to, you know, there's just all kinds of stuff that they got going now. And they're training a bunch of people to host them on the Zoom. And it's just, if people are curious, getting involved with them, you just almost can't do anything but learn, I don't think. So, this could be an offshoot somehow of that.
Mm-hmm. These can Nikki make a comment?
Yes.
About a new affiliate? The CCVCDA is a new affiliate, and it's going to have its first program for peer support tomorrow on the ACB community. Yeah, the Diabetes in Action at 3:00. So come join us. It'll be on the calendar.
Yay.
The whole convention coming up is going to be full of all kinds of stuff.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. It already has been with all the pre-convention stuff and whatnot. It's been great.
Kathy, should we mention our monthly meetings that we've been having, board meetings that are open to everyone?
Yes, thank you, Penny. So the great idea in terms of if you want to learn more about peer support tomorrow, and then the convention activities, conventions beginning the evening of Thursday, May 12th through the weekend. There will be some great opportunities, activities there. Also, currently on the first Monday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m., CCCLV is meeting. We are currently having board meetings, but we do have opportunity for members to participate and to share in the conversation. And once we have established some of our activities that we feel board needs to establish, then we'll have we'll go into a half board, half general membership meeting as well. Please feel free. Everyone is welcome on the first Monday of each month between 6 and 7 p.m. to join us. And a Zoom link is sent out. If you are not a member and you're interested in learning how to become a member, Penny is going to share right now about how to join CCCLV.
CCLVI has been gracious in letting us use their website to be able to sign up and get new members and pay membership. So you go to the CCLVI website. Oh, darn, and I lost it. LVI website, and you go into the membership and the dues and down. It has a place where it says to join the California Council of the Blind at CCCLVI for California. And you have to click on that and it will take your money. You can do it through their website. It's open to everyone, and I lost the silly website.
Yep.
So as Kenny is bringing up the website again, if you'd like to join us, we're more than happy to have you join us. We are welcoming new members. We also will welcome you to join us if you'd like to the first Monday of each month to learn more about what we're looking at doing. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to myself. My email address is clswhitaker@gmail.com.
Go to the link of complete the CCLV member CCLVI membership form at CCLVIinfo. And the light, and be sure and go down and click the right box. Okay, and if you're having trouble, you can call Zelda, CCLV membership chair at 701-709-0262. That's her work number, so. Okay.
Are there any last questions?
This is Donna. I was just going to say, give Zelda a call if you have struggles.
She's yeah,
very, she's... very patient lady. She is just the, she's a wonderful lady. You'll enjoy meeting her.
Yeah, she lives in North Dakota, so she's very warm.
She's great. She really is.
She's very patient with us.
Yeah.
So if you have to need, if you need me to repeat that number, I just closed it.
It's, that's okay. Well, and this record, do you have it, Penny?
I've got her on my contact list.
Or if you go to, you know, so CCLVI has allowed us to affiliate with them to be able to have our membership dues collected. And in CCCLV, acknowledged and noted at this time, since we do not have an active bank account, they're holding the money for us, and we'll be providing the money back to us once we have that established and open. But we do receive the information about individuals that do become members and can communicate with you that way. At this time, as a reminder, this meeting is being recorded, so it will be available for those folks that would like to go back and listen to it as well.
Yeah.
And did you want to share that number once again?
Yes, it's 701-709-0262.
A pretty easy one.
And Zelda is a delight and a member and the chair of the membership committee for CCLVI.
That's for Zelda.
At this time, we'd like to thank everyone for coming to our CCCLV business meeting this evening, and hope that you gained some information as well as some enjoyment from the evening. And it's so great to see so many of you out here in the community. And I think there might be a question, Penny.
Yeah, Christine Bailey has her hand raised.
I have one question. You're not telling us when the how the dues are paid. Are they from January to January, from July to July, or?
Oh, sorry. It is from January to January.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it is from January to January. We are in the process in the CCCLV constitution. We're looking at adopting something that if somebody's a new member, and in this transition phase, being able to join at a prorated amount if they join. After 6 months or so into the year. But going forward, we're hoping that folks will join kind of on each January, so that we will have being aligned with CCB and CCCLVI members for the year.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forgot.
Good question.
Okay.
Any other last questions?
Give it a second. No, that's it.
Fabulous. We hope to see you, in June at our June 6th meeting, which will be held from 6 to 7 p.m. Please feel free to reach out if you have any ideas, any ways that you want to get involved. And we really look forward to connecting and communicating further with each of you. And we hope you have a great evening and a great kickoff to the convention for CCB. Wonderful. Good night.